If the House votes to expand gambling in New Hampshire this Wednesday, charities in the state worry their low-stakes table games and bingo nights just won't be able to compete. Many hold annual charity gaming events to raise funds, and they fear big losses. Here to discuss the issues facing New Hampshire charities is Anne-Marie Timmons of the Concord Monitor. Anne-Marie has been on the casino beat for a while. Anne-Marie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Briefly, how much charitable gaming is going on in New Hampshire?
A lot. For the 2012 year, there were approximately 500 charities participating in charitable gaming, and they were able to raise $13.6 million for their charitable causes through charitable gaming.
That is it's a really big number, then.
It's a big number.
Where are people doing this?
There's 11 games of chance locations licensed throughout the state. They are at Rockingham Park now, where there may be a casino, Seabrook Park. There's also one in Belmont at the former dog track. There's a couple in the Seacoast. There's one in Manchester, Milford. So they're around the state.
So these are licensed places that charities can use up to 10 days per year and actually raise money for their particular charity.
Correct.
Okay. How much goes to the charity? How much goes to the house? Does any go to the state?
Yes, a significant amount goes to the charities. For 2012, the state took $1.43 million for state education, and then the general fund netted about $968,000 additionally. So it's divided up in a few different ways, but those were the state halls, and the charities were the biggest collectors of that money.
Is there any data suggesting just how much these charities would lose if a casino moved in?
It's mostly anecdotal or concern-based. The fear is that a charity could not compete against a casino. And so as people who have an interest in gambling migrate away from the gaming parlors to the casino, there won't be enough business to keep these charitable gaming parlors open. And if that were true, the charities would have fewer and fewer places to actually hold their gaming nights. One of the sponsors of Senate Bill 152 had said to me, well, I think charities will be okay, partly because people want to support that cause. So when the SPCA is holding a charitable night, people will go out and support it. And when I talk to the folks that are holding these charitable gaming nights, has not been their experience. There is not really an understanding that night who you're playing for. There may be a sign that indicates, oh, you're playing for the SPCA or the Chichester Youth Athletic Association, but there's no presentation by the charity. People go frequently. They're regulars, and they go no matter what charity is playing.
And there are provisions in the Senate bill that try to accommodate losses that the charities might see. How would that work?
It's called a make whole or hold harmless provision, and Senator Jim Rausch was largely responsible for writing this part of the bill. What it says is if you are a charity and you gambled, you held charitable nights in 2012, and say you earned $5,000 that year, if you come in and the casino opens and it's 2014 and for whatever reason you only make $2,000 that year, the casino will be obligated to make up the difference to you, pay you that extra $3,000 that you've lost. But there are some requirements. You have to continue to hold charitable games, and there is a concern that charitable games who have an intention to keep gambling just won't have a place to do it. So they'll be knocked out of this make-whole provision.
And, of course, that would exempt anybody, any new charity from coming aboard, right?
Right. We heard during the debate over this bill in the House that 200 charities on a waiting list hoping to get in on this, they're out. They won't be held harmless under this provision. The other thing the Senate bill does is require a casino to carve out space within the casino for continued charitable gaming. That is a protection for charities. But, for example, if the winner of the license is Millennium Gaming and they go in at Rockingham Park, there's already a whole group of charities that use up those nights. So I'm not sure that that would be a much of a protection for the other charities in
the
state.
There just simply wouldn't be enough room.
Right.
What are charities doing as the House gets ready to vote this week?
That's been interesting. There hasn't been a lot of public lobbying. My experience in reporting this is that a lot of charities that I called did not want to go on the record as saying we raise our most of our money through the year through charitable gaming. They just didn't want to be associated with that sort of image. The SPCA, for example, did not get back to me. Churches do. high school athletic booster clubs do. And none of those groups would go on the record as saying, yes, this is something we rely on and we are concerned.
Anne-Marie Timmons reports for the Concord Monitor. Anne-Marie, thanks for your time.
Thank you.